This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's really
pop
cool.
Tune. Yeah. And you're listening to the Joy Sunday Arts Magazine 94.9. And we have our next guest chatting with us on the phone this time. We are lucky enough to be talking to Tasha Lloyd, who is the lead singer and a musician in the band Public Holiday. And they have a new single coming soon. So, Tasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Eve and David.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We always like to start off with a bit of a background on who you are and how you got interested in music. But we've also got to ask you, and we've seen a photo of you, and you've got this incredible instrument that you're holding in the photo. What is it? What's that instrument?
That's called an auto harp, that instrument. So I think if you're fans of like Dolly Parton, you might have seen her playing one of those before. Yeah, so it's kind of like the easiest, instrument to play because you just have the buttons
that
play the chords for you and then you just have to strum it and it sounds super beautiful.
Yeah, where's it from? Is it Gaelic or?
Oh, I don't know where it's from. I think it's quite like an Americana thing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Kind of Americana country. Right. I don't know if it has, what its roots are, though.
Right. Yeah, I reckon it might have come from, sort of England ways, at some stage. Because there's an artist called Ali McGregor. She had a similar one at a performance that we were both at a few months back. And it was from Japan, and it was sampled all really corny disco beats and all that, but it looked similar, but it was all plasticky looking. Yeah.
You can get like electronic versions.
Yeah.
I think you can plug in samples. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So how did you get involved in music? Tell us your journey.
I think just like as a child, I was always singing around the house and then started studying music in like high school. So I think I started out studying guitar, but my true love has always been singing. So then started studying vocals in high school and then studied it at uni and went to JMC Academy to study performance.
Okay. Well, I used to lecture there, so.
Did you?
Yeah. But not to the music students. It was
just anyone that would listen. He'd just turn up in the foyer and
exactly,
lecture people.
Yeah, no, it was the management people.
I remember you now.
And so, and you were a bit of a theatre kid as well, right? So performance comes naturally to you, kind of across the arts in some ways.
Yeah, so always did dance as well for a long time and just kind of did a couple of just like high school musicals. Definitely big like theatre nerd in high school.
Are you still? Do you still like it or have you moved on totally from all that?
I've kind of moved on from that now. Now it's just in bands that I do the performance. I do try and if I can make the music theatrical enough, try and, get some dance moves in there. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of moved into the folky kind of world a bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. You've been in a few different bands leading up to this one as well. Have you kind of traversed different styles with those bands?
A little bit. I think folk music is kind of my main love. And that's how I kind of naturally write music. So the band I was in before was folky, and then we kind of I've also always been kind of a big fan of PJ Harvey. So anywhere I can bring kind of like the harder rock in with the folk sound, that 90s kind of grungy sound, I'm a big fan of. So that was kind of my old band, and then now in Public Holiday, I think our aim was kind of sound a bit more like dad rock, kind of 80s, 70s, and just have a lot of fun. in that band.
And do you perform live very much?
Not at the moment because half the band lives in the Northern Territory at the moment. So we got together during lockdown when we were all in Melbourne, and then I think, as a lot of people did, escape out of Victoria. So, yeah, now we've got half in Melbourne, half in the NT. So I think we'll have to wait until the end of the year before we can have any live performances for the launch of our single and EP that's coming up.
Well, does that does that make you sad? Do you want to be performing live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love for us to be all together again and to be able to play shows. It's been a little bit sad for me to be able to see kind of the shows back on again in Melbourne and performances. And, yeah, maybe I'll have to get a little solo show put together.
Hey, come on, do it. Just do it. Yeah, get out there and perform. Yeah. Get out and perform. All right, so tell us about this, the single. What's the single called? It's called The Push?
It's called The Bush, yeah. So I wrote it kind of after those big bushfires in the summer of 2020.
Yep.
I think, like everyone, it was a pretty kind of traumatic time, and I had been with my family in Lake Sentrance for a holiday, and we had to evacuate.
Oh.
So it was just, I was listening to the radio a lot of kind of people on talkback, just talking about them escaping from the fires, and that was just really stuck with me. And then kind of watching the Morrison government just not do anything, I think it was just a way of me processing kind of the event. The story in the song kind of follows the events of the bushfires.
Are you talking as if it's you at that moment, or is it just generally?
It's kind of a first-person narrative, the song. It's not my story particularly of what I went through, but at the time I was reading, just coincidentally, like before the fires even started, or I guess they were kind of more up in New South Wales, and I was reading a book called The Arsonist by Chloe Hooper, and another book called A Constant Hum, which were about the Black Saturday fires.
Okay.
I was just kind of reading a lot and listening a lot about, past bushfires and what was going on at the time. So it was kind of, I was really taking in a lot of information, and that was like, yeah, the song kind of just came out of me from that.
What's the process when you're writing music with a band? Like, obviously, it sounds like you write the lyrics. I'm not sure if you also write the instrumentals around that. When it is such a personal experience and you want it to be evocative, how does that work as a team creating a song?
It really depends on like the different bands I've been in, how it works. But I think with this band, it's kind of the most collaborative I've been in that kind of process. So there's a few other songs where we've all kind of written it together in the room at the one time, whereas this one I kind of had written the lyrics and the chords, kind of the song as a standalone, but it was much slower, much folkier, kind of my vocals were a lot quieter and more intimate. And then when I brought it to the band, it kind of got a lot more rocky, the tempo got a lot faster, and then it, I kind of really enjoyed where it went with all of their input. I think it was a much better song.
And it's an EP. Is it a four-track EP? That's the norm. Is it four tracks?
Yeah, four tracks.
Brilliant. Okay, and so this is the single. It's called The Bush. We're going to play it now. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. And get out there and play live, even if it's by yourself. Yeah. Just do it. Just do it.
And Tasha, just before we head off, if people want to find out more about your band, whereabouts should they head?
Yeah, so you can find us on Bandcamp. That's where you can access the song, or on Spotify as well, if you just look up Public Holiday. And then we're also on Instagram. It's under
Score.
What's it called? Underscore. Public underscore holiday.
Right.
Awesome.
That's with Instagram.
Brilliant.
Great. Well, looking forward to playing this. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks so much. Been a pleasure talking to you both.
All right. Bye.
We've been chatting with Tasha Lloyd, who is a musician in the band Public Holiday, and this is their new single, The Bush, on Joy Sunday Arts Magazine 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.